Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 120. I'm Christy, your host, and I was listening to something earlier this week, and they were saying that your relationships with the people that surround you are a reflection, essentially a mirror of the relationship that you have with yourself. And I thought that was so profound, because I see that to be the truth as well. It's been quite the journey trying to understand what that means. Your reflection of yourself and the relationship that you have with yourself, it's taken me time to dissect all of that, meaning it's taken me time to figure out what having a relationship with myself means. And I've been establishing and developing that very intentionally over the past 3 years, just listening to myself, being patient with myself, not judging myself, oh my God, and just not fearing the unknown. It's been a really incredible unfolding to be an observer of myself. I think that's what it really is just being able to say, okay, here I am, Christy, this human being, this human body, moving through life with people that I love, with my family and friends, with building my business, and it's just been so incredible, because if you can observe yourself and not be owned by all of the things that I was owned by in the past, meaning owned by how I felt about things, my judgment of things, my personality, my career, all the things that we kind of define ourselves by on a surface level, like I'm a mother, I am a wife, I am a friend, I am an aunt, like all of these things, these labels that we put on ourselves, when I could step outside of all of that baggage, all of those things that I really, you know, allowed myself to be, you can just really get to the simple nature of what we are, because it really feels so effortless when I peel back all the layers of what I think and thought that I was. And it makes it just easier to... what it does is it makes it easier to eliminate all of the judgment and the things that I've put on myself in the past. All the failures, all of the mistakes, all of the negative things that I've labeled myself with and by, I can release. Because at the end of the day, those are things that just happen to me. And they happen actually for me to learn. It's not like mistakes. I think mistakes are little blessings in disguise, because I think what they are is they're just elements in our existence to teach us what better direction to go, or how to lead us, you know, on our path to our greatness. I go back to this all the time, but it's really about how we navigate our emotions and our thoughts. That's really what stems our behavior. Our beliefs are what really dictate everything that we do in our world. So if you believe that good things are possible, and that's your perspective on life, that needs, I mean, and, you know, I do believe that good things are possible, and that is my perspective on life, but it's not always the way that I feel. Sometimes I feel discouraged. Sometimes I feel like giving up. Sometimes I feel very afraid. But if I go back to the idea that I believe good things are possible, I can redirect myself and my emotions. The idea of relationships are everything in life. They are literally it, like my relationships, I cherish them. I value my friends and family. Like, I really find pure joy in connection. And now that I see myself in a different way, like in a more spiritual way, in a more loving way, I can look at my relationships and I can really deeply understand that, you know, my relationships and my interactions with people are a direct reflection of how I feel about myself, how I can have compassion for people because I have compassion for myself. I have patience for others more so now than ever before in my life because I have patience for myself. And I really look at myself and my feelings and the way that I move through life and my thoughts. And I look at them intentionally. I know which direction I want to go. And I might deviate because I'm human and I'm not perfect, but I know how to get back. And I know how to get back faster than I used to. Just aligning myself with being good and being kind and feeling loved and being loved. So, you know, that's definitely like the foundation of how I walk through my life at this stage. I'm 46. I just turned 46 this week, and I'm loving that I get to learn and be a better version of myself at this age. I don't think I wouldn't go backwards, and I wouldn't change a single thing that has happened to me in my life because it's made me who I am. I am a deep thinker. I am deeply compassionate, and I really love people. And I got away from that for a long time. I got away from that, and I was very focused on what I could get out of life versus a more collaborative, loving, connective energy. I was very much like, what can I get out of this situation? What can I get out of this relationship? Now I'm more about how can I contribute to the interactions that I have? How can I help people? Like, I really genuinely want to come from a place of love, and I want to come from a place of contribution. I feel it in my heart, and it's really amazing. It feels really freeing to understand what the key of happiness is not what you can get, but it's truly what you can contribute. I love that word, contribution, because it feels like every level of connection. And it just feels like love to me. If I can do something to help somebody, you know, see something from a different perspective, to move forward on their path. It does bring me joy. And I realized that because I was always such a giver as a kid. I loved giving. I loved making things. I loved surprising people. And I got away from that for a really long time. And it made me feel a little bit rotten. And I didn't realize why. And when I realized that it was because I was so worried about what I could get from everything, I really started feeling like I needed to chip away at that. And I have been, and it's been really, really freeing. I want to know what you guys do to, you know, better yourselves, to catch yourselves, to, you know, and what your perspective is on, you know, your relationships being a mirror of the relationship that you have with yourself, because there's a lot to unpack there. So it's such a profound way of thinking of life. So anyway, hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. I will talk to you next week. And anybody that loves fashion, go to stylereform.fashion. And you can type in code POD, P-O-D, to get 20% off. Talk to you guys next week.